WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Imam Hassan Kazwini is one of the many religious leaders in the United States who don't want Osama bin Laden to represent what Islam stands for. Imam Kazwini is the religious leader of the Islamic Center of America in Detroit, which includes a mosque. What is your interpretation of jihad, and how does that compare to the interpretation that, say, bin Laden offers to his followers?
Well, we have to focus on the meaning of jihad. What does it mean? Jihad in the Islamic heritage simply means struggle within. I struggle with myself to make myself a better person, to fight against my deviant inclinations, to be a better individual in the society. That's what jihad originally means. Later on, it was used to refer to defensive war Islam had to go through. We know that Islam went through defensive war once it was established 14 centuries ago. When Prophet Muhammad declared Islam, there were many other people, many other countries and empires that did not like to see a new faith is arising. As Jesus was challenged by some people, Abraham was challenged, all other prophets were challenged, Muhammad was challenged by people at his time, certain people, certain governments and parties and powers. Therefore, he had to go through a defensive war. And that war was holy for Muslims since it requires that they would defend their religion, their faith, and their people. Now, some people are misusing this. Osama bin Laden is trying to say, now that I'm in war with America, defending me is like defending your faith, which is not true. Most people, the majority of Muslims, know that Osama bin Laden does not represent Islam. He is not even a scholar, and now he is using the word jihad. But I don't think people, masses in Muslim countries will be fooled with his claim, with what he says. I don't think people would really think what he is doing is a holy war. It's a filthy war.
What are some of the passages you're turning to now in the Quran to help comprehend what has happened and to offer some kind of comfort or meaning in a time of tragedy?
Well, we believe that Quran is our holy text. You want to know something Islam believes in, go to the Holy Quran. Quran indicates that killing one innocent people, it's like killing the entire mankind. That's in chapter 5, verse 35.
What brought you to America?
Well, I was born in Iraq. And I have been deprived from my own country since over 30 years, since Saddam Hussein, that dictator, came to power. My family had to leave and live in exile for over 30 years. 15 members from my own family were imprisoned in Iraq by Saddam Hussein only because they are intellectually were opposing Saddam Hussein. So I had to leave my country since early childhood. And I went first to Iran and then ultimately I came to America. America that provided me with a dignified life, a very respectful life. I love America because I believe that America gave me the kind of life I was looking for. I don't live in fear here in this country. I'm a citizen, and this is the beauty of America, that it brings people from all around the world, provides them with the kind of a dignified life.
Are there a lot of people in your mosque who are concerned that if the United States and its allies bombs countries who are perceived as harboring terrorists, that that these people will have family members in the countries they left behind who might be hurt?
Well, I have to be honest with you. I think my community is concerned about the safety of innocent people, regardless whether they have relatives there or not. And I think all of us should be concerned about the safety of people out there. If the government of the United States is going to seek justice and bring those who committed the crimes, to bring them to justice and to punish the perpetrators of the crimes in Washington and New York. That's fine with me. All I'm concerned is, once we go there to Afghanistan or to any other country, what does guarantee me that there would not be harm directed to innocent people? Look at Iraq now. We know that Saddam is a bad guy, and he is the main troublemaker in the region. But now it's been over 10 years that Iraqi people are suffering. We are imposing sanctions on Iraqi people. And when there would be an attack in Iraq, mostly the innocent people are getting harmed. It is not Saddam. Saddam is okay. We have been fighting him with him over a decade, yet he is in power. Yet he is more stronger than ever. I am so afraid that if we launch a war against Afghanistan, I am afraid that Osama bin Laden will remain okay. And he will be able to find a shelter for himself. So the one who will pay the price will be the people of Afghanistan. So I am concerned about the safety of innocent people in Afghanistan or any other country that might be a target of our retaliatory operations.
Imam Kazwini, I want to thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Terry.
Imam Hassan Kazwini is the religious leader of the Islamic Center of America in Detroit. This is Fresh Air.